the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys from the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Oh, hi there, and welcome to Shoddy Radio. Thanks so much for listening. On this episode, Ben starts out talking about Bigfoot, which leads to some man-bat discussion. Then, an interesting conversation about government and technology segues perfectly into a very topical dialogue about current up-to-date celebrities. And finally, Danny tries out a new segment called Racist Google. All that plus me, Robo Chris. Thanks again for listening, and we apologize for the sound quality. We just moved to a new studio, so we're still making some adjustments. Okay, enjoy the show.
You know what's funny is I watch a lot of shows about Bigfoot, and I don't believe in it at all. And it's kind of like the same reason why I watch shows about religion and stuff, because the part that I find interesting most of the time isn't necessarily Bigfoot or God. It's like the human psychology behind it all.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Of course. 100%.
But I was watching this show about Bigfoot, and this guy was making very compelling points, and now I feel like I'm on the fence with Bigfoot.
Stop.
I swear I do.
Yeah, I've always thought, as far as things like supernatural or anything like that, like to believe in, I always think Bigfoot's probably the most likely.
Even more likely than a man bat?
Well, no, I'm not talking about cold, hard, proven facts. I'm just saying like things we don't know yet if they're true.
I want to get like an animal scientist or whatever they're called on the show, and we need to ask them questions about if they think that the man bat could exist in Bigfoot. Because I feel the same as Chris. Like I'm not saying I think Bigfoot exists, and I'm like Danny. If you put a gun to my head, I'd say it doesn't. But I just thought, I mean, at some point in life, don't you kind of have to default to the people that are smarter than you?
Yeah, but
that's what kind of drives me nuts about, like, like when you hear people talk about, oh, global warming's not real, and then you go, well, why? Because I don't think it is, and it's like, well, what have you done? Why do you think that?
I watched a viral video on YouTube.
But do you know what I mean? Like, when you listen to all these, like, climate scientists and stuff talk, and it's like, you know, they could be blowing smoke, but at the same time,
why would they all get together and be like, you guys?
Yeah, let's start this conspiracy. And it's like, that's got to be so frustrating to be a scientist and have people discredit your work because they think it's a conspiracy.
Well, they're not discrediting, they're just ignoring. Discrediting means they're bringing up a counter argument. They're just saying, nope, I don't care. They're basically doing the thing where you're a little kid and you put your fingers in your ears and you just kind of do that, la, la, la. They're playing Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Well, go to like Alabama or Mississippi and go around and ask 1,000 people if global warming is real or not. And I guarantee you 70% will say that it's not real. So to me, that's discrediting what all their work is about.
Ben, did you just sync up with, what was that show we talked about a long time
Parker
ago?
Parker Lewis.
Parker Lewis. No, you still wear a watch, Ben?
There's like a fucking watch in here and I can't find it.
I was going to say.
But it will beep. And usually when I'm in here and if I hear the beep, I try to like locate where it could have came from. But
who wears a watch anymore? Did you wear a watch?
I think Sonya bought me a watch for Christmas.
I think I have a watch that you gave me for being your Willie Francis. So for being in your wedding party.
It was the first time I ever got deep throated, so I had to give Danny a watch.
You gave me a watch. You gave me a watch while I was doing it too. You were gazing down at me, and you know my big doe eyes were gazing back.
What did Chris say?
That was a long walk for a gross, unfunny comment.
Wasn't that long of a walk?
Do you guys think that that Bigfoot's more likely than the Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah, yes. Because I mean the forests are so huge,
and Loch Ness is such a specific location. The Loch Ness Monster can only exist in Loch Ness.
Well, I agree with that, but I think that I want to believe that there's some fucking crazy huge dinosaur in the ocean somewhere.
Yeah, I know, me too.
It seems
plausible.
Plausible.
In the ocean, yes. I think that's probably more, in my opinion, if I had to guess, are we more likely to discover a Bigfoot, a man bat, or some fucked up...
Man bat has already been discovered. You can take that off the thing listed. A Bigfoot. Didn't you see the pictures?
A Bigfoot, a man bat, or some fucked up, like, old giant dinosaur in somewhere, anywhere in the ocean. I would say the third, the dinosaur, because the oceans are... We understand so much less about them than we do about everything else.
Yeah, but both of them are great. I want to just go up to the Pacific Northwest and just look around. Poke around, knock on a few doors.
What would you hope is the most, like, I mean, like, if only one of them could be true, what would you want it to be?
God. Oh, I'd want it to be the Bigfoot.
Well, I'm leaning toward the Bigfoot because I could actually run into one. But the ocean thing is much cooler for humanity.
The ocean thing, I say the Bigfoot just because the ocean thing, that's fucking scary.
But what if there's a Bigfoot who lives in the ocean? That's why we hardly ever see him.
Isn't it? I mean, the ocean's already slightly scary because of all the crazy things that are in there. If you ever watch like the deep sea stuff, like the...
Like the ghost from the Titanic?
No. You know, like the National Geographic videos, the Deep Blue Sea or the Deep Sea, or I don't even know what it is, Blue Planet, I think it's called. You ever see just some of the crazy fish that exist in the really deep oceans that they've found? And they admit they've only found like a small percentage of all the weird things that exist.
And they all like glow down there.
Yeah, exactly. They look like what monsters. It reminds me of like what someone would design if they were trying to design something scary in a video game. And if there was a giant version of that, oh my God, that would be so scary. Like, that's what a monster is.
Well, God designed those so that we could think they were cool. Someday.
And also, Noah brought all those on the ark.
We didn't have to bring the fish. They can swim through a flood.
Well, I guess that's true. Well, what if you're... Hang on.
Get it out of the rain.
Hear me out. What if there were freshwater fish that were in the ocean or vice versa or whichever, you know,
that's
like...
That's a pretty good question.
So he probably had little fish bowls in the ark with him.
Yeah, he had goldfish, but they died like on the first of 40 days that he had them. And God was pissed.
Because you know why they died? Because he forgot to take them out of the plastic bag that he brought him on the ark in.
That's what's weird to me is that why are all the big animals all like not that scary looking? Like you look at like an elephant or a giraffe or something, but could you imagine if like a potato bug was the size of a
you're right
of like a car?
You know
like,
why
how it's crazy would
it's
that be?
Because all the bigger animals have to have skeletons to support them, whereas those weird shaped things all have exoskeletons and like weird, they can have more strange figures, I guess.
Aren't you glad though that there's not scorpions the size of like a elephant?
Yes. Well,
and also, why is it that bugs are all capable of so much more stuff than large creatures are? Like ants are super strong, and like look at how fast cockroaches run. You know, they're like a bunch of damn Kenyans for their size. But why aren't elephants super fast? Like, why can't elephants just like jump on the moon?
Wait, what did you say was fast? A beetle?
Cockroach?
Kenyan?
Cockroach? What if a cockroach was the exact same size as a cheetah? Who would win?
Oh, a cheetah would get worked in that race relative to their size?
There was a show they used to ask questions like this. I don't remember what it was called. Thanks, Chris. Look into that and get a chance.
Shoddy Radio. Can we talk about the time where Chris used to post incriminating things about stuff he'd want to do to the president on internet chat rooms just to see if somebody would contact him?
I haven't done that in a while.
Did you ever get contacted?
I haven't done that since the Patriot Act.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 9/11 changed everything, you know?
Yeah. Well, what do you think would happen if that, like, if today you just started posting comments on, like, YouTube videos of, like, oh, that's funny, I want to kill the president.
I'll tell you what,
usually I do it like this. I, Brian Hunter, want to kill the president.
But see, part of me thinks that it's all a big myth that, like, everything's being watched and censored. I bet you could do it for a long time before somebody would catch on or even do anything about it.
Yeah, I bet there are cases where they go overboard to scare you.
Because you always hear about shit all the time about, like, when somebody shoots up a school or something and they'll go, like, oh, I don't know how we didn't see the signs. He was posting all this shit on Facebook. And it's like, you'll read the stuff they posted on Facebook for, like, 3 weeks. And you think, well, shit, if everything's being watched.
He created, like, an invite for it. It was a an event.
Yeah.
You had to RSVP.
I bet in the future someone's going to assassinate the president and then they're going to tweet, just assassinated Prez.
LOL. Aren't you kind of surprised that, see, I don't think that the government is watching everything that we do on the internet. I think that's kind of something that people say just to scare us. But I do think that
I totally agree.
They do take a lot of cautionary steps to protect the president. Because you would think, I mean, Barack Obama is a black president. How has he not been assassinated?
Yeah, I know.
Like, you would think somebody, and that goes for every president.
You'd think
president.
Somebody would,
like,
take the initiative.
I would think at least somebody would burn a cross on the White House lawn.
Seriously.
But, I mean, just, that's any president. Like, you would be in history books forever if you killed any president, right. Even if you liked the president. And it's like, presidents go out in public all the time. Why doesn't somebody kill every president?
I know, that's why if I was ever suicidal, I'd try to take out the current sitting president.
Just because you'd get killed by doing it?
Yeah.
And if you don't, then you're famous.
Yeah, and I'd be like, this is for you, Jodie Foster.
Why, does she hate Obama?
No. It's a this guy that tried to kill Ronald Reagan.
I think he was Hinckley.
And he said, this is for you, Jodie Foster?
He said later, I think, that he was doing it to impress Jodie Foster.
Jeez, of all the women to impress, that's who you pick?
Well, 1980, maybe.
Him and Robbie have a lot in common.
We should talk about that. My brother Rob was a huge fan of Helen Hunt.
Oh yeah, Helen Hunt. I always confuse Jodie Foster and Helen Hunt. I think they look alike.
I think Jodie Foster is more feminine, even though she's a dyke.
Helen Hunt used to look good.
Are you serious?
During Mad About You?
You're insane.
No, she looked pretty good.
She was not attractive. I didn't find anything even feminine about her.
No,
really?
I didn't even ever once think of her as a girl or a woman. You know what I mean? Like, she was just a character on a show.
Who's the weirdest person you guys found attractive that you probably shouldn't have?
Chris Delta Clemens. Burke.
You found Delta Burke attractive?
Wait, first of all, what did you say, Danny?
Delta Burke.
Actually, I did like Delta Burke. I still do.
I think you and Delta Burke have crossed paths. You could probably pull that off if you wanted.
Yeah, a young guy like you wearing one of those tight white t-shirts, she'd be all over that.
I'm jealous of Gerald McCraney.
See, I don't even know what that means.
I know, that was digging deep.
That was Chris Clemens' deep cuts.
No, she's probably too hefty these days. But right around 1993... when designing women was in full swing.
And you were in eighth grade.
I thought of Chris today because I was watching this old shitty 80s movie and it had Craig T. Nelson in it.
Wait, you said it was shitty?
Do you remember that movie Youngblood?
Was that with Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen?
No, it had... that was Youngblood. No,
Young Guns.
Young Guns. Youngblood was with Rob Lowe was in it, and they were like a hockey team.
No, it had
Patrick Swayze and like Keanu Reeves was in it. Craig T. Nelson played the coach, which was a stretch.
Did Jerry Van Dyke play the assistant coach?
No.
God damn, we're topical.
No, man.
All fucking Delta Burke. We're just, I mean, we're not even that old and we're so outdated with our...
We're old souls.
References. Jesus
Christ. I'm the only one who knows that Delta Burke was married to Major Dad.
What's the black guy's name that was on Designing Women, Chris?
Oh, shit.
If you know this,
is it like T-Shawn something? Kai Keyshawn? I'm just playing the odds.
Just being stereotypical.
T-Shawn.
It was T-Shawn or Laquan or something.
You're right, though. It was.
Was it T-Shawn?
No, I don't know what his name was, but I was just, it was something similar to that. I remember it being like almost humorously stereotypically black.
Was it Meesatch Taylor?
There, that is it. Yes, definitely.
I got it dead on.
You were close, Chris. But you had like the sort of
I had the beats down.
Yeah, you had the beats down. Did you have to Google that, man?
Yeah.
Speaking of stereotypical and racist and Google, we should do it. There's a game that we can play. I don't know.
Is this the one where we type in a question and then it's redefined results will be racist?
Yeah, or I don't even know what we'll call this. Racist Google, ask Google, something Google. We'll figure. You'll know what it's called by the stupid theme music that I make up for it.
I saw somebody do something similar to this on Facebook. Somebody posted a screen capture picture, and they typed in "white people stole my car," and then it said, "Did you mean black people stole my car?" Because if you type in white people stole my car, it'll say that. Did you mean black people stole your car? And it's funny.
So, well, just type in like, why do black people? Just, and it'll finish your, you know what I mean? And see what read the top five results for what people search. No, write this. How come black people? Because that makes it even stupider. Or even, how come blacks? That's probably not as good.
Okay, I just typed, how come black? And right. It came back, people can jump so high. Is the first one.
Does it say why?
No, this is just what people search. Oh.
Another one is, how come black people look like apes? And another one is, how come black people don't get lice?
Those are the top three.
My dad used to tell me about how black people never get lice.
Did he really?
He was real. Like, yeah, hush, hush about it. Listen, I tell you something about black people.
Is this a true story?
They never get lice. No, this isn't happening.
Now, why is that? Is it just because of the way their hair is?
Well first of all, I don't know that we know that that's true just because someone searched that.
I think it's because you can't really see the lice in there.
It's like the perfect disguise.
Yeah. Plus, their hair is naturally way more oily, so maybe the oils kill off the lice.
Wait, I thought this segment was called Racist Google, not Racist Shoddy Radio.
Black people,
we're not racist.
Black people's
hair. We're just coming up with a bunch of really racist theories.
Black people's hair is to lice like Oscar Schindler is to the Jews.
Oscar.
But you know, here's why it's not racist, because we'll talk about stereotypes about black people, but if you were to say like, well, how come Asian, we'll do some Asian stuff just to prove it, and I won't get mad or offended by that. I mean, if they're stereotypes because they're true.
Okay, here you go. Write this.
No, I'm laughing at another question.
Oh, sorry. What is it?
Do African Americans have an extra muscle in their anus?
Someone looked that up.
Do they shit as fast as they run?
Kenyan shitters are amazing.
They shit as they run.
It was the old shit and run.
I do that at work now.
Chris, you ever think about bringing in a different pair of shoes to work? That you could put on when you go into the bathroom.
I cover my shoes with toilet paper so that whoever looks under the stall just thinks I have toilet paper brand shoes.
Isn't it weird that every human, I don't know if every human does that, but most people do that. Like, what? You look under, you. Why do we have a curiosity of who's shitting? You know what I mean? Like, if you see a stall, you're always curious.
And then like, if you see somebody, like, shit, like, twice, and then you see him head toward the bathroom again, you're like, forever. Like, oh, just what I thought. You just can't resist. This guy's always shitting. Like, every time I see him. I imagine his apartment is just a fucking portable potty. Portable
potty. Why did you decide
to
pronounce
portable potty? That's so funny.
That's really funny.
I don't know what was so cute about portable potty though.
You totally do that though. You stereotype him, and then you have like a confirmation bias about how much this guy shits, and every time he goes anywhere near the bathroom,
his favorite thing to do is just shit all day long.
Oh man, that would be a good idea though. Different shoes that you could shit at work with, nondescript shoes.
You call them shitty shoes. You want to know one thing that's kind of fucked up? Although I can't call it racist. But whenever there's a kind of retarded guy at my work, and anytime I see him heading toward the bathroom, I definitely stay away because I just feel like he's going to have like a stinkier shit because he's retarded.
Also, I probably feel like it's probably worse for you to inhale retarded people's shit than it is. You know, like you're taking time off, like, your life.
All these extra retarded chemicals in his poop.
I wonder, write this, does retarded people's shit smell different?
And I bet there's something wrong with his shit, because like his whole body's retarded. I figure shit comes out retarded in its own way.
Well, what would that mean?
I don't know. It's all liquidy. This is why we're not iTunes new and noteworthy.
I disagree.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Just search Shoddy Radio on Facebook.com and click like. Got a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com. Want to hear your voice on the show? Leave us a message at 7Shoddy Now. That's 774-633-9669. And most importantly, leave us an iTunes review.
Let's do how come we'll just do Asians.
Okay.
I can relate to all three of the how come Asians.
All right.
So just think of me.
Okay. How come Asians have really fat faces?
Well, it's not every quality I have.
Oh, I'm sorry. How come Asians have small penises?
Really, really small
penises. It is definitely small penises. Extremely small. I know that small penises is number one or two.
Sub question. Honestly, out of the three of us, who do you think has the biggest dick?
I'll go that I have the longest, Chris has the girthiest.
Oh, God.
You think Chris has the girthiest? I mean, remember, I'm probably the girthiest in general.
Oh, that's true. Huh. You want to say largest as far as just total mass? Like, if we were to stick it in water, would we displace?
Here's a better question. Whose cock has done the most damage?
Well, it depends on what you mean damage.
My cock's done a lot of damage to my bank account. So I think I win there. Do you know how much I paid in child care last year?
All right. So how come Asians have small penises? How come Asians are bad drivers? And how come Asians have slanted eyes?
Okay, Chris, what's your top three?
How come Asians
are... It can be some of mine.
So sneaky. How come Asians never tip?
You do know the difference between blacks and Asians, right?
How come Asians know karate?
Number one, how come Asians are so smart? Number two, how come Asians have small eyes?
What?
And number three, This is the one that affects me the most because I wish I could do this. How come Asians can't grow beards?
Look up how come gays.
I'm gonna do homosexuals.
You know what I really want to know?
No, because that's you're gonna eliminate dumb people.
How come gays all, not all, but a lot of them seem to like female singers. You know?
Yeah.
I typed in gays and it corrected me and it said, "Do you mean guys?" And it gave me a bunch for guys. You guys just want to do that one?
All right, that's fine. How come? So
suppose this is from Lonely Women. Okay. That's your hint. Okay, go.
How come guys
are liars?
Yeah, and how come guys...
I think it's better if you guys collaborate than just each give three.
Yeah, you're right. What do you think, Chris? I think it's going to be something about cheating.
Yeah, how come men always cheat or guys always cheat?
Cheat or lie? We could turn this into Family Feud. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Show me lie. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Number one, how come guys don't talk to me?
Don't Number talk two, to me. We have to do the
don't talk to me.
Number two, how come guys don't like fat girls?
Don't like fat girls.
Why didn't we say that? Man.
If I was on the end, I'd be like, haven't they met Uncle Chris? And number three, how come guys don't like me?
Don't like me.
They don't talk to you because they don't like you, and they don't like you because you're fat.
It all ties together.
I like number four. How come guys get boners? Should we do girls?
Sure. How come girls?
Jeez.
Okay. How come girls always get wet around me?
How come girls?
How come women are not funny?
Don't like
that. That's
sex.
Not true. There's lots of women that are funny.
You know, that's one of the things that I feel like I'm openly sexist about is that I honestly, the funniest girl I've ever heard is probably like the 7 millionth funniest guy.
I know.
And like, people go like, oh, don't you think Lisa Lampanelli is funny? And I'll be like, yeah, for a fucking girl. But not like in general in life.
Yeah, girl comedians definitely get like that retard credit. Like, hey, you're pretty funny.
Yeah.
You're actually pretty funny, you know?
Do you remember the Norm MacDonald bit about it?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I'm talking about women being funny. He's like, we can all remember back in high school whenever you'd be walking down the hall, you'd see a group of people gathered around laughing. It was always a chick in the center.
Every time, never failed. You walk up to take a closer look, there's a girl right there making everybody laugh. All right, how come girls? What were the answers?
That was stupid. We'll move on.
All right, that was the game.
Hold on. I'm not done with this yet.
Nope, too bad. It's over. That was racist Google.
Shoddy Radio is produced by Jeff Franklin Productions with Miller Boyette Productions in association with Lorimar Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.